Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
The Burt Show.
So I got to tell you guys, based on Jen's recommendation, I went to this dude, Sean Wheeler, yesterday. He's a hypnotist that was helping Jen out with her smoking. And when he was in here and we were talking to him, I mean, he can help so many people out in so many different areas. At least that's what he claims, that he can help you with weight loss.
Fear of flying.
Yeah.
Fear of anything.
If you want to start smoking.
Yeah, if you're too healthy right now, he will hypnotize you into eating worse and start smoking. You'll stop exercising.
He's like, no, stop.
Right. So I can't sleep, man. And we've well documented that over the last couple of years. And over about the last month and a half, it's reached a proportion that I'm really pretty nervous about. I mean, I'm taking my Lunesta still, a sleeping pill, which I've been taking now for 7 years. And it used to give me 7 hours of sleep, and now I'm waking up after about 2.5. So it's just affected me in so many different areas of my life. So I went to go see him yesterday, and I got hypnotized. And he told me yesterday, we won't know like the results of it. He made a tape for me sort of describing, as he hypnotizes you, there's a process he puts you into to get you there that I have to listen to every night. And I went out like that yesterday. I mean, went right in his office. I thought I was hypnotized for 5 minutes, and I woke up. I'm like, that was great, man. I mean, for 5 minutes, that's awesome. He's like, dude, you were out for 37 minutes.
Wow.
Oh, nice.
37. Okay. So I'm hoping it helps. It did not last night, but he said that there wouldn't have an immediate impact. But I don't have any problem at all getting hypnotized, man. I went right in. I could hear his words sometime, and other times I couldn't. I was coming in and coming out, which he said was sort of natural.
It feels like sort of a heavy blanket on top of your whole body, doesn't it?
Totally.
And but a comforting one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, you can move if you want. You're in control of what you're doing, but you just choose not to. That's just how the whole thing works. So I'm telling these guys that I just got hypnotized yesterday to help with my my sleep problems. And if you've ever gone through hypnosis before, I think the one thing that most people are nervous about is that you don't have control over your surroundings, or you're in such a deep sleep that anything can happen around you and you have no control over it. Jen will tell you this also. It's so not like that.
Yeah, no, it's definitely not like that. You don't feel like a puppet or anything. It's like a deep relaxation. It's a meditation, and it's just sort of a coached meditation.
Did you feel your pants coming off?
Only when I got in here this morning and I saw you. It had nothing to do with the hypnosis.
Are you proud of yourself?
Creeper.
You really cracked yourself up on that one. It wasn't really that funny.
Do you see nobody else in here laughing?
I give you credit.
I don't care.
You're just a creeper.
I'm just laughing myself.
So I don't know if it's going to work or not. I'm really, really hopeful at this point. But he thinks that if I listen to this consistently during my nap in the afternoon, and again, I nap for 5 minutes, 10 minutes
Which is
at
crazy
most.
To
I know,
me.
Right?
That is crazy.
It angers me.
Because 5 minutes is not enough. I mean, that's nothing, you know?
My body just wakes me up. I'll go under. I'll have a nightmare every day. And then
that
I wake up after 5 minutes.
What did he say about the nightmares?
He didn't really say much about it, really. I mean, he did ask me about it. Like, it almost felt like I was telling him something he hadn't heard before. So he was intrigued by it. So I told him, yeah, like, some days I get attacked by dogs. I will fall out of a helicopter. One day I got hit in the face with a board. Every day it's a different nightmare when I go to sleep.
I mean, it's not funny, but yeah, hit in the face with the board. did you see who hit you in the face with the board?
No, I didn't. It was a child, though. I remember that.
It doesn't hurt so much here or here as much as it hurts right here.
So, like I said, it's gotten to such a bad point that I decided to try this. And I've gotten so many emails from you guys that say you're having problems with sleep also. Like, 50% of America has problems with sleep. If you're in our industry, that number's bumped to about 95%.
Now, when you're on vacation, like when we were out last week, can you sleep?
No.
Really?
Really. I can sleep better.
Yeah, I sleep like a teenager on vacation.
Really?
Oh, my God. If you would let me, it'd be like 10 and a half hours.
You sleep with a teenager?
The Burt Show.
These are the 15 signs you'll get divorced, right? Statistics that you'll either look at and go, okay, I'm doing pretty good here. Or maybe there are some red flags that some of these statistics show that your marriage is in a bad place right here, okay? And I'm not going to go through all 15 of them, just the ones that... there's some that are really, really random in here. I'm just going to skip through and we'll have the whole list up online. But if you're a woman who got married before the age of 18, your marriage faces a 48% likelihood of divorce within 10 years.
Yeah, the older you are when you get married, the more likely it is to last.
Yeah, this thing goes on and basically says the same thing here, Jen. The risk drops to 40% for women who married at age 18 or 19, drops further to 29% for women who married at age 20 to 24, and drops even further to 24% for women who married at age 25 or older.
And I just finished reading Elizabeth Gilbert's Committed. It's her second book, Following E, Pray, Love, and she does a lot of history, you know, a lot of research on the history of marriage. Mm-hmm. And the good news, ladies, is if you wait until you're in your 50s, then you will virtually... You have zero risk of getting divorced.
What? Because you're going to be dead a few years after you get married.
You wait till you're 50. Post 50, your marriage is going to last the rest of your life.
Clooney on the guy's side, the only guy that got it right.
Yeah, exactly.
But from time to time on the show, we'll talk to like an 18-year-old or a 17-year-old that's marrying like a 26-year-old, and she's the one. She's sure that's going to work out just fine. Well, statistics say it's probably not. If you have two sons, you face a 36.9% likelihood of divorce. But if you have two daughters, the likelihood rises to 43.1%.
Really?
I don't think that's true. Because my family, I have a sister. Mm-hmm. It's only two of us. My parents are divorced.
Well, why do you think that is? Like, statistics overall say that it must be that young girls are tougher to deal with as a couple than boys are?
Or just the way to handle women. Mm-hmm. Because I think, you know, there's so many restrictions put on girls and rules and morals and everything, I think more so than guys, young boys. And so I wonder if the parents fight about that, you know?
That's weird. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It seems really random that it would be any different.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I would think boys are just as difficult.
I don't know. There must be something different. If your child has been diagnosed with ADHD, you're 22.7% more likely to divorce before the child turns 8 years old than parents of child without ADHD.
Hmm.
I think this probably goes with any childhood sickness. We see this on Burt's Big Adventure a lot. The majority of women that go on Burt's Big Adventure and take their kids on the trip are single moms.
Because the added pressure.
Well, it's a strain on the relationship.
Sure. If you are currently married but have cohabitated with a lover other than your current spouse, you're slightly more than twice as likely to divorce than someone who has never cohabitated.
Twice as likely. Do they give any reason why?
This particular paragraph just goes on to say a widely quoted 2003 study by Western Washington University found that women who cohabit with anyone besides their future husbands face a raised divorce risk ranging from 55 to 166%. But those who cohabit only with their future husbands face no elevated risk at all.
Huh, that's interesting.
But there's just no way of telling if the dude that you're living with right now is going to end up your husband. You think so, but if not, then things don't look so good. That's odd.
Mm-hmm. So maybe it's more about making the right choices in men.
In what way? What do you mean?
Like if you could deduct that, the women who made the right choice in the men and cohabitated with them and then married them had a successful relationship, but the women who choose poor relationships all along the way and cohabit with all of them maybe end up in divorce?
Yeah, and 55 to 166% of you are doing that.
But in the moment, I mean, how do you know that you're in a bad relationship?
You don't.
Would you choose it?
You don't. Right. Yeah. There's only two more here, and then the rest will be up online. If you're an African-American woman, your first marriage has a 47% likelihood of ending in divorce within 10 years.
Good Lord.
Wow, 47%.
47.
Wow.
If you're an African-American woman, your first marriage has a 47% likelihood of ending in divorce within 10 years.
Yeah, as an African-American woman for the next 27 days now, I'm really concerned about that.
You have to explain that.
Because we're all following different magazines for the month. Their advice in Essence magazine is mine.
For Hispanic women, the likelihood is 34% of ending within 10 years. For Caucasian women, it's 32%. And Asian women, it's 20%. And the statistics, man, these make sense. If you're a woman serving actively in the military, your marriage is 250% more likely to end in divorce than that of a man serving actively in the military. That part I don't quite understand.
Well, guys cheat a lot. I mean, I could see that happening if your woman's away for 7, 8, 9 months.
But it's happening either way if your guy's away.
I don't think as much.
If you're a woman serving actively in the military, your marriage is 250% more likely to end in divorce than a man serving actively in the military.
It could be the fact that it's only been in the past few decades that women have been active in the military serving to where they have to leave. So maybe it's just something that people aren't used to or families aren't used to
statistics.
And they're judging it more or something. I don't know.
So we'll post those up online so for sure you can avoid those all day long.
The Burt Show. Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
So I'm interested to talk to a very specific kind of parent this morning. This story that Melissa told us earlier, I cannot see the other side of the debate on this.
Yeah, we talked about this a few minutes ago where a 14-year-old Dutch girl is going to sail solo around the world. Now, she has wanted to do this, and then the courts there said, no, you
her
know
whole
what?
Life she's wanted to do it.
Her whole life, yeah, at 14. She wants to be the youngest person to sail around the globe, but the courts there have said, look, we are concerned that she can't do it physically, that she is going to have her social development, you know, kind of impaired because she's going to be out of school for months. And the girl's mother apparently was on the fence about it, but finally just said, you know what? She's got my stamp of approval. I think she can do it. So the mother said, yes, I give her permission to do this.
So here's what I'm looking for. Parents to argue the side of the parents that are giving the 14-year-old the okay. 877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 877-588-2378. Because I just can't see the upside on this whole thing.
There is no one.
Well, if you want your child to be able to be an overachiever, maybe it was a goal that you wanted in your own life and you weren't able to accomplish that goal. Maybe you're blinded and you don't see the danger quite as much. If that, you know, that sport or that thing that you're doing, like you've been involved in your whole life, so you feel like it's safer than maybe the rest of the world does. And you push your child to accomplish something that you never did.
As a parent trying to balance it out, though, like I'm thinking, okay, if the lesson here is I want my child really to grow up thinking anything is possible, I understand that part of it, but at the risk of killing themselves, which could really happen if you're sailing around the world, doesn't seem like a good trade-off for me.
But it could also be playing football.
That can kill you.
Somebody could say, you
know
what?
No, it would be different. I'd say the debate would be different because you would say, I want my high school child to be the first to play in the NFL. Then that, to me, would be taking a risk with that child's life. Because you may not survive that.
Right. And this is where she wants to be the youngest to sail solo around the globe.
We're just talking about this news story that Melissa told us this morning. It's a 14-year-old girl. She wants to sail around the world here. This has been tried again and again and again.
And
just a couple of months ago, right?
And if she's successful, she'll break a record. So there is, you know, one payoff. I don't know whether the family's into it as much as she is, but she would break a world record if she did it.
I can't find one parent on the phone right now to say, I would totally allow my 14-year-old to do that. Not one.
And I think you made a great point, Bert, earlier when you said you can't drive a car solo until you're 16 here. So saying, oh, my 14-year-old can drive a boat around the world is fine, no problem.
Maybe the mom thinks she really does have this amazing skill, though. So maybe she doesn't see the risk because their child's so good at it.
Well, and I could see that, but there's got to be other ways that your child could develop that skill without doing something so over the top where there's a really good chance they don't make it back from that trip.
But then it's you need the risk in order to prove the worth.
Well, how about just go from like here to Bimini three times?
Yeah, but
that doesn't break a record.
Yeah, who cares?
Just for argument's sake, what if it were motocross? You know, like a parent whose kid is really into motocross and like they could become like the champion of the world or whatever. But every time you get on a motorcycle or a scooter or a bike or anything like that, you could kill yourself.
It's different if I said you were going to take a motorcycle by yourself and you were going to be the first one at 14 years old to drive it in the Himalayas.
As ridiculous as it does sound, a child can walk across the street and get hit by a bus on their way to school and die. life is full of chances, and she's given her child the privilege of an advantage to make her own decisions to assert herself as an adult. Although to us it does sound kind of young, but in Europe, you know, people drink at a younger age. They let their children do things much younger than we do, so that's where her free-thinking aspect comes from. She's letting her daughter assert her individuality. I'm a 22-year-old student driving to college right now, and I think that forums like this teach us to think outside of the box. Of course, a parent is always going to think of the safety first, so like I said before, a kid can walk outside of the school, outside of a, you know, catch a school bus and get killed and die. It does happen. I know it does sound ludicrous, but she's letting her daughter make her own decision. And obviously her daughter's been so persistent for such a long time, and it's obviously made some sort of argument.
Yeah, just go.
To make her mother
and I hope you don't come
opinion.
Back. Stop asking me about the boat around the world. Just you want to do it? Do it. There's the boat. There's the ocean. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
I don't know that the analogy with, like, walking across the street, you can get hit by a bus is accurate because you have to walk across the street. That's not extracurricular activity. Sure, that can happen. But here you're putting your kids in harm's way. Like, if I'm a parent and I allow my 14-year-old to do that and my 14-year-old doesn't make it, I would never be able to live with the decision that I allowed them to do it.
I mean, to be quite honest, there's plenty of parents who've driven their own children and got into a car accident and have been in fault of letting their children die. I mean, sometimes in life you have to just take a breath and give it a chance. Her daughter wants to do this, and there's worse things that kids their age want to do.
What if her daughter wanted? What if her daughter wanted to go on a date with a 30-year-old man?
What the hell does that mean?
That's
seriously,
different.
Like she's sure, like, well, my daughter.
That's more dangerous obviously. Than taking a trip around the world.
Yes.
Yeah, but no, but she's like, my daughter really wants to do it. Her daughter really wants to do it. Let her do it. Like, as a parent, you have to tell your daughter that some things aren't possible for a bunch of reasons. If your daughter wanted to go on a date with a 30-year-old guy, if your daughter wanted to, you know, give herself a tattoo.
This is a skill, though.
Like, what about that kid, that girl that was the pilot, remember, and she passed away? And she even had a
7-year-old.
Was she 7? Mm-hmm. Is that how old she was? And
her pilot's license?
She was flying already, and she was, I forgot what distance she was trying to fly, and she was even with, she had a co-pilot, her instructor, and they didn't make it.
Here is Ben. Good morning, Ben. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey. What's up?
I just wanted y'all to know that I read this article a couple months ago, and, you know, it's something that she's grown up with. Her parents were sailors, and she was, you know, her dad was out there teaching her how to do it ever since she was a little girl. And there's been dozens of teenagers, 14, 15, 16, that have already done it. So I don't really see what the problem is. I mean, she obviously feels comfortable doing it. You know, why not?
Why not?
Here is Jennifer. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning.
One last call.
Hey. This is what is wrong with our kids nowadays. We let them make their own choices, and they can't. That is too young of an age to make your own choice. I'm sorry.
Doesn't science show, like, there's something in the brain that doesn't really necessarily even understand true risk until you're, like, 23 or 24 years
Correct.
Old? You know?
Correct. And that is just, there is no way. I have a 14-year-old son, and there is no way I would do that.
So what you're
no
saying
way.
Is there's no way you'd allow them to do it?
I believe you.
No way.
That's what I'm hearing.
Hey, The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, Tanya here. So, Jen, can you give us a sort of 60-second version? We got a brand new Burt Show listener, doesn't have any idea who Tanya is.
Yeah, Tanya decided she was going to start dating this new guy. They had been out maybe 3 or 4 times, and she was really digging him. And he was on her Facebook page, and they were sending messages back and forth, and he sent her a message that said, "Hey, I was looking around at your pictures, and I need to let you know something. I saw pictures of your stepmom on your page," so the woman married to Tanya's father, "and I used to date her. And he said, it was a while ago. It was for about a year. I just need to let you know that. So most people would be like, okay, not going to date him anymore. But Tanya said that they really had a connection and that she was moving forward with this brunch they had planned on Sunday where it was going to be dad, stepmom, her, and dude. And she was going to go forward with it. She's like, I really like this guy. I really have a connection. I'm not going to let that get in the way. You know, his past is his past.
Right.
And so so she was going to move forward with it. But before that, the boyfriend said he was going to, because they had the boyfriend-girlfriend conversation. And now he said he was going to call her dad directly and say, just so you know, I'm dating your daughter. But oh, by the way, I also was with your wife for a year. Just hope that's okay with you when we all get together on Sunday.
Yeah, this is what she told us on Friday, how this was all going to pan out.
I talked to my boyfriend. So we decided that there really is something between us, and we can't change who my dad just happens to be married to now, which is like this weird random coincidence. So he decided that he wants to call my dad and let him know that once we were dating, we realized that he dated my stepmom before she was my stepmom.
Okay. Took a ton of calls from the Burt Show community saying, bad idea.
Well, common sense tells you it's a bad idea. I mean, this is like, I don't know. I mean, this is very incestuous, you know?
Totally.
Yeah. Duh.
So a lot of you guys were calling up just saying, hey, talk to the stepmom, but do not have the boyfriend talk to your dad as the first line of defense going into this Sunday. Do not do that.
Or, like, why go on Sunday? Why date him at all? Really?
Yeah.
I mean, there's plenty of guys out there that you can date, not somebody that your stepmom was with for a year.
You know, she told us on Friday, she feels like she's got a connection with this guy, and she might be able to go the distance with it, so she was willing to try to work with it. We all predicted that once the boyfriend got off the phone with dad, there was going to be no Sunday brunch. Tanya is back. Good morning, Tanya. You are on the Burt Show.
Morning.
Hi. Oh,
yeah. Things didn't pan out quite the way that we planned.
No way.
No.
Didn't see that coming. What happened?
Well, love is a rocky trail to walk.
And
you'll have a lot of obstacles to overcome.
So what happened?
So did your boyfriend make the call to Pops?
Well, he did make a call, but we decided before he made that call that it would make more sense if he called my stepmom.
Oh, great.
Oh, sure.
Oh, that's comfortable.
You know, because they've got that former connection.
Well, just because I barely know her, honestly. Like, I don't. He knows her better than I do.
And yes, he does.
He does. He knows all the intimate details.
He certainly does.
Well, yeah, exactly. But anyways, he made the call, and he made it the day before brunch, and she was actually, like, cool with it. You know, he was just like, he explained the whole thing of, like, how we started, he and I started dating, and then, you know, after that we found out that, you know, he had been involved with her or whatever, and she was fine with it. She was like, you know, I think that's completely, you know, that's great. It looks like, you know, maybe you can be happy together. But she said that we should not tell my dad anything. Like, she was like, you know, look, like, if this is still, like, you know, 6 months from now, if things are going really well with you two, that would be when we would tell your dad. We would just talk about it again, the three of us, and then we would tell your dad. But for now, he doesn't need to know. It's just, it wouldn't be helpful.
All right, let's debate this. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 877-588-2378.
That's what I said on Friday. I said that you needed to talk to the stepmom if this was something you needed to do, and I knew that she would say not to tell the dad, and that you should just keep it quiet. There's no reason the father should know.
That's not cool, though, because that makes the dad a fool.
I don't like it at all. I'm with Jen.
Like, he's the only one in the room that doesn't know what's going on.
And this is going to happen for the next 6 months also?
What's going on? This one guy's going to sleep with both of his, you know, the people he's closest to. It's never going to work.
His daughter and his wife.
Yes. This is the guy sleeping with your daughter and your wife.
Yep.
I mean, if you go 6 months, let's just say best case scenario, you guys hit it off pretty well, the relationship is going strong, and then 6 months from now, you tell your dad exactly what's going on, he's going to feel so betrayed, not only by you, but his wife also.
Mm-hmm. Either way.
I mean, Why would you tell him?
Tell him now, tell him later. It's the same thing.
I would tell him now.
Why?
Why?
Because in 6 months, it's going to be twice as bad.
But regardless of 6 months from now, why? What's the point?
Well, now you got a secret that you're holding and your wife is holding? I'd feel like a fool 6 months from now when I found out. I'd be embarrassed.
What good does it do? I mean, the original advice is to, why did you need to fight a battle with this guy? Well, now you've already started it by bringing up to the stepmom. But I don't understand why to tell the dad, to make him incredibly uncomfortable every time y'all are in the same room together and him hate this dude.
That's still going to happen, though, in 6 months, right?
Mm-hmm. And then it'll be worse in 6 months.
It'll be worse because you guys lied to me for 6 months. Mm-hmm. Nobody said anything.
But what good does it do? What's the point?
I don't think she needs to date him in the first place. But if she does, she's at least got to tell her dad. And then her dad can choose whether or not to have a relationship with this guy or not. Or approve or disapprove or whatever.
Here's Katie here says we need to scratch a little bit more at the surface on this thing. Hey, Katie, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning, you guys.
Hi.
I love your show.
Thank you.
And I have been listening, and she was totally set up by this dude.
What do you mean?
Well, don't you think that he was trying to get back to the stepmom?
Oh.
Of all the people,
get back at her.
He found his new girlfriend, Tanya, on Facebook through his stepmom's Facebook.
Tanya, have you had even a second to think about that? That maybe this is just his way of getting back in the stepmom's life?
Well, I didn't really think about it that way, but I definitely have a lot of thinking to do after brunch.
Oh, y'all went to brunch.
Oh, you did go to brunch.
Yeah.
We didn't finish the story. Okay.
How'd that go?
Yeah. We didn't even finish the story.
Sorry. It's getting worse.
How'd it go on Sunday?
No.
Well, my dad was completely fine with everything, of course, because he didn't know anything. Mm-hmm. But I was incredibly uncomfortable the whole time. Like, it was just, I didn't want to be at that table, you know? And there was definitely something going on between the two of them, meaning my boyfriend and my stepmom. Like,
oh, no.
That's awesome.
Let me explain. Like, it was just sort of like a flirty thing, or maybe lots of, like, looking at each other with little secret smiles, you know? Like,
because they knew what was under each other's clothes, because they've seen each other naked.
They dated a year.
Yeah, they know a lot about each other. Of course, they're going to be flirty.
Hold on a second. Here is Marie.
Disgusting.
Good morning, Burt Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. Okay. Oh my God, I'm so frustrated right now. My first comment was, if you're not going to tell your dad now, you cannot tell him 6 months from now. That is humiliating to him.
Yeah.
So if you're not going to tell him right now, don't tell him. And I was going to say, last week when I heard this story, he is actually trying to get to his stepmother or to his ex-girlfriend through you. Because why is he meeting the parents already? Like, I don't get that. You guys are out on two dates. Like, who does that? Like,
right.
Come on, girl. Check it out. And now the feeling that you
check
have is real. The feeling that you have is real. Let him go.
I didn't see this at all on Friday.
I didn't either. But it's true. What he's done.
I think you should tell your dad right now and warn him that his current wife is about to leave him for his future son-in-law.
Now, are you sure, like, that's what was happening in front of you, or were you so paranoid that any time they even looked at each other's direction, you interpreted it as flirting?
Oh, come on.
I am a woman. We know when someone's flirting. Like, it was there, or whatever it was, something was going on. Like, it wasn't.
Yeah. That's hard to mistake flirting for something else.
Hey, Amanda, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Okay. Good. How are you?
I'm great. Hey, I'm thinking that the stepmom knows that they're not going to make it 6 months, and she's trying to avoid the conversation completely. Like, she's already been with this guy for a year. She knows how he is. So she's definitely thinking that there's something more going on and that they're not going to make it.
I can't see how you all would make it 6 months based on this. And, I mean, how did you leave the brunch? I mean, how do you feel? Do you feel like you still want to see this guy?
Well, the plan from the beginning was that after brunch we would go our separate ways. He had things to do. I had a busy day, too. Like, I haven't talked to him since then, and I...
Has he been having more dinners with your stepmom?
I have to say something to him, but I don't know what to say.
Have you, did you notice when you guys were all leaving brunch, like, how long he and your stepmom hugged for, if he did a little ass grab or kissed on the lips or anything like that?
There was nothing like that obvious. I mean, my dad was right there.
She used his tongue as a toothpick. Uh-huh. I mean,
the subtle stuff.
Gross. Oh, my God. Are you going up my stepmom's shirt?
Oh, my God.
Dad, make him stop.
Did you notice your dad noticing anything? Like, or was he oblivious?
No, I don't think he noticed anything. He was, busy eating his pancakes, you know?
Like, worst case scenario here, Tanya, is you might have accidentally reintroduced your boyfriend to her ex, and now they start, like, this adulterous affair behind your dad's back, and you reintroduced it.
Happy Monday. Thanks for calling the Burt Show.
Damn.
Well, I mean, I think, though, going back to, you know, the caller who said that he was trying to get to your stepmom in the first place, that he was manipulating you. So instead of it being your dad that's going to play the fool, it's actually you, sounds like.
You got to let this thing go. Here's Lindsay. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show. Hi.
Yeah, I kind of think that she's just doing this for attention. She's breaking, like, the number one girl rule in the entire world. She's dating somebody that somebody in her family's already dated. Every girl knows, do not date one of your friend's exes or family's exes.
And your stepmom.
I think she's just doing it for attention.
You think
there
she's just doing it for
attention?
That you don't ever date
it's
anybody
stupid.
Within the family?
No. Not just the family, but within your close friend group, too.
It never ends well.
It doesn't.
It certainly sounds like it's heading in that direction. You have any thoughts about that now? Like, are you going to call this guy back today and just say it's off, or are you going to give it another try?
Well, I know I have to call him and say something. I just don't know exactly what to say yet.
Oh, my God.
Except that it was weird. I mean, maybe that does mean I should just throw in the towel, but I do really like him.
At this point, if he if
he's
his,
using you. He's using you.
I really like him.
If his intention was to hook back up with your stepmom, sometimes I can't believe the words that come out of my mouth. If his intention is to hook up with your stepmom, you've already bridged the gap. So if you go to him today and you break up with him, you'll know by his reaction if what his intention was. If he's like, okay, I understand, then I think what you got here is a situation where you were played the fool. Because you've already reunited him. Job done.
Was he flirting with your stepmom more than you on Sunday?
Yeah.
Fool!
Oh my God, I didn't think that was the word. I thought it was going to be a different word. That scared me. I made a poopy in my pants.
I think you got your answers here, Tanya. I think you got your answers. Can we check back with you in a couple of days and find out how this whole thing has panned out?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
Come on, honey.
Come on, step up and get rid of this dude. The game
is
done.
Cut him loose and tell your dad that your stepmom was flirting with somebody else.
I really, really, really want to talk to you after your next conversation to see how he played this whole thing.
Okay, deal.
And tell us when you talk to your dad, what your dad says about it all.
Do I have to tell my dad?
Yes, you have to tell your dad. I said so.
Now the stepmom's in trouble if you do that. I don't know.
No.
All right, Tanya, we'll talk to you either tomorrow or in the next couple of days, okay?
Okay.
All right, thanks for calling.
Yeah, thank you guys. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Get it. The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
You're on The Burt Show.
The top 10 fashion mistakes guys make. Probably won't get to all 10 right here, but we can piecemeal this together throughout the show. Okay. In England, they did the same survey, and they found that the number one mistake that dudes make was the Hawaiian shirt.
I don't really think that there's any way to look cool in one of those.
The radio convention I'm going to in a couple of weeks is might as well be Tommy Bahama convention.
Mm-hmm. This list could be called How to Dress Like a Radio Dude.
Yeah, it's really bad.
I mean, you could be going to a Jimmy Buffett concert, but other than that,
it's appropriate times.
If you're actually going to a theme night or if you're physically on a cruise ship,
right.
Then you can wear the Hawaiian shirt.
Or if you're going to, is it Roy's? Is that the name of the Hawaiian restaurant?
It was.
It's not here anymore?
They closed a couple years ago.
Then there is no reason to ever have that. Number 10 on the list. We'll start at 10 and work our way back throughout the morning. Clothing that's too big or doesn't fit properly is one of the mistakes that dudes make. Baseball hats still.
Like if you're wearing them every day?
It just says baseball hats. I don't know. You tell me.
It depends on where you wear it.
Mm-hmm. To a baseball game, that's been casual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like the mesh hats or anything, those anytime good time for those?
Trucker hat? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sitting crooked?
Just depends, I guess.
Wendy likes that.
My type.
Number 8 on the list is too much bling.
Oh, yeah, with the big old necklaces.
Mm-hmm. Too much jewelry.
Trying too hard.
Number 7, I hate to use the word, but the wife beaters.
Oh, the tank tops. Yeah, if you're going to wear that out, please don't. Unless it's like really clean. Don't wear the, because it usually has a stain on it.
Or unless you're going to the Jersey Shore party.
Yeah, and that's it.
Yeah.
That'd be all right.
All right, so we've got 5 more to go through throughout the morning. And I'll tell you what, number 1's not going to surprise you. Not at all.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.